With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is threatening more tariffs on China as global markets plummet. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In response to the president's tariffs announcement, China retaliated by increasing taxes on American goods by 34%. And now Donald Trump is demanding that Beijing withdraw its tariff increase. He's giving China until Tuesday to reverse course, or else the U.S. will impose additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports effective Wednesday. Meanwhile, the president says trade negotiations will begin immediately with nations that have requested talks with the administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says the U.S. is having direct talks with Iran about its nuclear program. The president says the talks with Tehran will start Saturday and insisted that Tehran can't get nuclear weapons. Mr. Trump made the remarks to reporters after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday. Rivers rose and flooding worsened across the U.S. South and Midwest, threatening communities already waterlogged and badly damaged by days of heavy rain and storms that killed at least 20 people. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Jarvis in Kentucky says the flooding in Frankfort is extremely dangerous and folks were told to leave.
If they didn't leave certain areas of the Frankfort, that they would be trapped for a couple of days because their access in and out of their particular part of the town would be cut off for a while until the water receded. But yeah, water's coming into homes and businesses.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 349 points, the NASDAQ rose 15, the S&P declined 11. This is SRN News. Kentucky taxpayers are no longer paying for sex change operations.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A White House official says the Trump administration is planning to halt more than $500 million in contracts and grants awarded to Brown University over anti-Semitic protests there last year. The action will add to a list of Ivy League colleges that are having their federal money threatened as a result of their responses to anti-Semitism. Dozens of universities are facing federal investigations. This is SRN News. This spring home buying season looks to be more favorable for home shoppers than it's been in recent years.
The inventory of homes for sale nationally remains low by historical standards, but has risen sharply compared to this time last year. Home prices are rising more slowly. Mortgage rates remain elevated, but have been easing and are slightly below year-ago levels. Property listings in many metros are priced lower than a year ago. The trend should give home buyers more leverage, but are unlikely to be a game changer for many aspiring homeowners that were priced out after years of soaring home prices. John Scott reporting.
Jane North, who starred as the tow-headed mischief maker on TV's Dennis the Menace for four seasons starting in 1959, has died. He was 73. North died Sunday at his home in Florida after battling colon cancer. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.